Delaney Walker, not as much of a sprain as a bone bruise on the ankle. Quentin Spain's got a turf toe, which could keep him. He's probably the worst of the guys from last night. Marcus made it through okay. DeMarco's got a shoulder that we think, with the bye being here, it'll be good for him to should be okay with the shoulder. And hopefully we're going to get Jonathan Cyprian and Corey Davis back on that. And me, I'm a little under the weather, so I just got to be patient.
What's
sorry.
The timetable on the bone bruise? Is it more
pain tolerance, yeah.
Good news there.
Yes, yeah, that's good news. And knowing Delaney, no, it's a painful injury. Any type of bone bruise, wherever it is, it's very painful if you've ever had one.
Do Davis and Cyprian spend a lot of time here this week now?
Anybody that's injured is here this week, the whole week. It's mandatory that they're here. So they'll all be here.
How do you plan to go about the bye week? Take your mind off for a few weeks and come back over the weekend? Do you look at stuff?
No, we're going to take a few days at the end of the week. Right now we're basically doing what we do in the off season, kind of going back and looking at some situational football, all phases. You know, regardless if we're having success or not, we're looking at the red zone, third down, short yardage, goal line, 2 minutes, anything that pertains to difference-making situations in the game. We're doing a study on ourselves. We'll go back and look at last year, for an example. Offensively, why so successful last year and not this year? The comparisons of the two. Look at every, you know, just like we do in the offseason. It's obviously sped up because you don't have a couple months. But we look at every play and every player on every play, and we decide, is it the scheme? Is it the defense we're going against? Is it you know, they had a better call than we had. Is it a lot of things go into the play of it, but we look at everybody on the play, and that's what our coaches are doing right now.
You said DeMarco's shoulder sprain or something?
No, it's just bruised is probably a good way to describe it.
How did you come up hamstring-wise?
I think pretty good. And, again, I think these 2 weeks will be good for him as well. I think all the hamstring guys, these 2 weeks will be good.
Was Marcus more affected yesterday, I guess physically and or mentally, by the hamstring than he was Monday against Indianapolis, do you think?
I don't think so. His limitations were very similar to the Monday night game. You know, we obviously got to do some different things when we're game planning with his immobility, which is tough.
How much there could you look against the Ravens based on what you find and the changes that you're able to make based on what you come up with?
Well, I think we're, you know, you think just speaking offensively.
Yeah.
You know, without the ability to have Marcus do some of the things that he's capable of doing, which I think is dynamic in this league, I think hopefully if he's back to full strength, we can get back to our full game planning and get back to what we're good at, and that's multiple things. So hopefully that's the case. I mean, that's the plan as we sit here.
How much of a difference do you think Corey can make, I guess, short term, and then also, you know, month from now if he actually has health and can?
I think a big difference. I do. I think, we've got one game to go off of. I thought he did some really good things in his one game. With no prior game experience, I thought he did a really good job of not just the six catches that he had, but other things that he did for a rookie starting in his first game. So, I mean, I think that we should be better if we can get him back.
What does his return look like? I mean, do you have to?
We'll have him hopefully for that extra day, the Monday that we get before Baltimore.
And you kind of want to see him run and do something.
We've seen him run. Today's running routes. Need to get him in the huddle and run plays with our team.
The fact that he missed so much time and still was able to produce against Oakland, make you feel confident he can?
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of confidence in him. He's a good football player. He has kept up mentally with everything we're doing for these games, although not knowing for a fact he's not going to play. I call him on him just as I call on all the other players when I call these guys out in I call them rapid fire questions. I call him just as much as I call anybody. He got the answers all the time. I know he's mentally into it, so it's just going to be the physical part. A lot of that could be the conditioning part of a game. You know, it's hard to, that's really hard to train for. So that may be the one thing that may limit him.
Outside of the two minutes at the end of either half, how much no huddle have you guys done to kind of change the tempo and speed things up? Didn't seem like there was a whole lot of that yesterday.
No. Again, the situation, well, we were in a, we didn't have 2 minutes at that, at the half. We had a couple plays. We were trying to hit some chunks. We had timeouts to use. We were trying to get some, obviously in the field goal range, but it all depends on the situation, the time left on the clock, the score, things we practice every week.
We did.
And we talked about it yesterday. We did. We talked about it. We talk about it every game. I mean, it's part of our scheme. And felt like we didn't want to go into it yesterday.
Is Marcus' limitations, does that have any impact on that?
Not really, no. It does not.
How much bye week helps everyone, obviously, but the rookies who, I guess, 11 games in after play, after their college season, how much they benefit from a bye right now?
It's probably good for them. You know, most of them, their season's over with right now. If you're, you know, or getting close to their bowl games, I'd say it's probably good for them. You know, we constantly are talking about them, how long of a season it is and how they got to take care of themselves. And I think that, you know, we got a good locker room guys around them that can show them how to do this, you know. But I think it's really, I don't see a negative of where we're getting the bye this year.
What's the success rate of the little shovel pass, and why has it become such a staple on offense?
It's not a staple. It's a way to attack them. It's, you have multiple ways to attack the defense on one play. It's not just a handoff and hit a hole. You have different ways to hit them.
What kind of success rate have you had hitting them with that play? Do you feel like
in the last two games, 3 out of 4 for about an average of 8 yards.
In terms of formulating the game plan each week, obviously I know you leave the defensive game plan to Coach LeBeau. How much involvement do you have personally in the offensive game plan, and do you feel like maybe you need to inject yourself more?
I'm involved with it. Yeah, I'm very involved with it. Yeah, so there's no more I can put into it or what I do with it. I'm with the defense as well. Again, those are all things we'll look at. You know, we didn't play very well yesterday offensively for a number of reasons. And we'll address that. And I'll say this, when we needed them at the end there, when we needed all three units to kind of function as one, we did it. We stopped them on defense. We had a good return by a Dory, and our offense got us in position to kick a field goal. That's what you want, no matter what time of the game it is.
Is there any chance that you would consider doing the play calling yourself or no?
No.
DeMarco said he feels like, and I imagine you want running backs to feel like they should be able to run against the 8, 9, 10-man boxes, he said. Does Marcus have the liberty to check you out of 9 or 10-man boxes, and do you need to hit over the top to back the goal?
I think does he have that ability? Yeah, he does. I'll say that. He does. And he has. He has the last two games, and we've hit some plays. But, yeah, that's kind of be the – that's when you got a run game like ours, that's going to be the – that's the norm. You know, you go into it like that. You've seen what happens eventually, no matter how many guys are up there. So that's not a big surprise. We got a lot of guys up there.
You guys went with the fade late to Decker. Should you have, I guess –
we did what late?
Went the fade, Decker on the sideline, didn't connect, but is that something that you need to do more, I guess, when you're seeing those boxes?
I mean, especially if we're going to catch them and be successful on them. If we hit some of the plays, we didn't hit very many plays down the field. We had a number of plays that were deep balls that we didn't make plays on. So that helps.
Only 13 of the 34 passes were aimed for wide receivers. Is that a function of what's open, or is that a function of play calling?
That's a function of coverage and who's open and the read in the route.
Are receivers getting the separation that you need to know for guys?
Not yesterday we didn't. I mean, we had a lot of contested plays, and we didn't make a lot of them. I give credit to their secondary. They had two guys down, and they had some guys in there that were down the line backups, and they were making plays on balls, which, you know.
Is there something to be said for the idea that when a guy's rehabbing for the bulk of the offseason, the opportunity to get better at some stuff is traded off for somebody like Marcus who's rehabbing. Did he miss out on some time where typically he would have?
It's hard to argue that. I would say, yeah. I mean, that's probably the case for anybody that's out that long.
Understanding that sometimes it's the wide receivers maybe not winning a battle or the O-line not holding up in protection. Yesterday it seemed like Marcus just flat out missed two throws. They're probably touchdowns if he throws them right. If for you to get to where you want to go, does he have to be better than what he's been?
Yeah, he missed a couple throws. Yeah, he did. Which, again, you talk about the changing the whole outcome of the game, the way the game's being played. Yeah, we missed some touchdown throws.
Does he have to be better, though?
Yeah, I mean, yes. He's as accountable as everybody is. Yeah, he's got to make those throws.
Even though they were called back, what did Adoree's punt return or returns, those big returns do in terms of how teams are kicking to you right now? Have you seen the change?
I haven't seen it. I have not seen them try to, one thing Kern's done, he's done a great job of punting towards the sideline where you can converge on him on the returner much easier than obviously in the middle of the field. I haven't seen teams trying to kick away. Some guys have a kick called the boomerang kick that gives the impression the ball's going here and actually takes a left turn, and that's tough to get a returner to be able to judge it coming off of his foot. That's the only thing I've really seen. But, no, they gave us some opportunities yesterday, which we thought they would.
The potential maybe with Corey back in the mix to see more three wide, even to run out of more three wide, spreading people out?
There is, based on who we're playing and the scheme we're going to go against, yeah.
Do you feel like, I wonder if this year, even more so than last year, teams are stacking the box against you, seeing the 8-9 guys? Is it even more of a challenge to throw this year than to throw the ball than last year?
To throw it or run it?
Are they challenging you more, I guess, to throw the ball than they did last year by stacking the box?
I don't know if there's that. I wouldn't say no. I mean, a lot of these teams, in Cleveland being one of them, that's how they stop the run. That's they're up there. They all know if you can do that, that typically wins games. So I don't think there's more this year over last year.
Just to clarify, do you anticipate Walker being back for?
Right now he's in a walking boot, and again it's up to the individual. It really is. I can't tell you. I'm hoping so.
What's the
hopeful
thinking of giving the players the whole week off instead of bringing them in for 2 days or whatever?
That was part of a incentive.
What they deliver on?
What they had to get the week off.
You're comfortable with that now, though, or would you, as sitting here at 4-3, would you rather have those couple days?
No, I think they just played two games in less than a week. They've been going at it pretty hard since they've been here late July. If it was a different time of the year, might be a different. Might have brought them in today. But, I want them to recover. We got a lot of games left to play. I want their bodies back. I want a healthy team when they come back in here, and I want guys to get away and have some time with their family. And that's – you can't do that every week. They don't go home at, they're working pretty much every day of the week except Tuesdays, and most of them come in here. So I want them to be around their families.
You have plans for this budget for you and your family?
I do. Towards the end of it, I'm going to take a couple days. And
you can't expect, I guess, three interceptions from Byard every week, but you think this is a sign of things to come for him? Are you going to be a more regular playmaker for him?
Kevin's had a good year. He's in the right place all the time. I mean, I tell these guys, it's not that hard. Just be where you're supposed to be and plays will come. And that's what he does. It doesn't make it any harder than it has to be. And then, it's a matter of being there, but then making them is the big part, and he's made them.
With part of the post-game conversation being about any win being a good win and getting to 4-3 and Cleveland being good, is there any danger of your players hearing that and thinking that was okay?
No, I don't think so, because they get it. I mean, they actually get it. It's hard to win. It's very hard. Just turn on every game in the NFL, especially on the road. I think it's tough to win, and we did. Was it pretty? No. when we had to win it, when it was came into overtime, which we have not played a lot of overtime games, this team rallied together in all three phases, found a way to win the game. That's good. I see nothing negative to that. I've never said it's a bad win in my life.
Chuck, about red zone stuff yesterday. Is that surprising how kind of some inefficiencies crept up in there when that's kind of been what you guys have hung your hat on?
On the red zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, the most disappointing was the goal line stand. That's, you know, obviously we had a shot there for a touchdown with Delaney. You know, that should have been a walk-in. But the other three plays when you're on the one-yard line with our backs and our O-line, that's, you know, I'll say it again. It's first and goal on the one. We're going for it.
Were those missed assignments up front? Was that running
no,
back?
No, they were better than we were up front. They were better than we were up front yesterday.
We'd like to be 7-0, obviously, but typically injuries with some key positions, Marcus trying to work his way back. How good do you feel that you get to this bye week 4-3, and here you are at the top of the AFC?
I mean, I'd like to obviously be our record to be better, but it is what it is. We are where we're at for a number of reasons. we have a lot to do. We have a lot of work to do. There's no question. Have a lot of work to do. And hopefully taking a step back and catching our breath and getting some guys healthy, I mean everybody, not just the guys on the injury report, I think will be good for us to start the second half.
When you're out there in the midst of the game, and it's obvious that certain elements of the game plan are not doing what you had wanted it to do, how much actual changing and adjusting on the fly are you able to do to try and make something work?
A lot with this staff. Yeah, a lot with this staff. A lot with these players. We can change things midstream, right in the middle of a drive if we have to.
Looks like Avery Woods and Jayon are kind of splitting that linebacker role. What do you see for both of them? And
Avery played a good football game yesterday. I thought one of probably his best game of the year. And Jayon's just getting better as the more experience he's getting. He's just getting better.
Through seven games, how would you assess the overall effectiveness of the run game?
I like it to be better, obviously. We'd like to like it to be better. And that's everybody. Again, that's from coaching down, but that's not just the line. That's not just the back. That's everybody. That's quarterback, receivers blocking. You know, it's got to be better.
Inconsistent, fair description?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say we're going up against some pretty good defenses. We're especially the fronts that we've faced in these games. That's a pretty good front. They're sixth against the rush yesterday, second against the rush average. Again, you can count their wins and losses, but that's who they were going into that game yesterday. I wouldn't say that. I like that some of the things we've had to do. We've had to try to establish it, and sometimes that hasn't happened until the second half of the games. And our guys are all in with that. We're gonna go until it breaks, and so I wouldn't say that, but I'd like us to be better, obviously, than we are.
When you look at their defense in that way, that they're ranking against the run, is the other side of that, that everybody else has scored at least two touchdowns against them, and you guys were kicking?
Yeah. Well, if we catch some balls that we've had chances to make, you know, I can tell you there's probably five or six plays that if we execute, not that they stopped us, if we execute the plays, we have at least two touchdowns. At least.
Is that partly a big come down from the lack of mental errors that you talked about from the wide receivers?
That's a disappointment, yes.
What was that number this week?
I'm not going to tell you that.
That being said, though, I mean, three shutouts yesterday, no touchdowns in your games. Are defenses catching up to offenses and the rules emphasis areas and things like that?
There's a lot of good, yeah, there's a lot of good defenses. There are. Yeah, I mean, it appears to be that way, yeah.
You often get optimism from how your defense has played the last 3 weeks going into the bye?
Yeah, I think we've played very well. If you look at them, what we've done, stopping the run, the turnovers we've created, our red zone play has been outstanding. We've been very consistent, and that's why we've won the last two games, because of how consistent our defense has played.
Thank you.